Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We've got a competition open for about a show that's about apps, basically. And we've had some messages in. We've had one come in. We'll say L. L at Brunswick. Simon, what does L say?
L says that that she was on the app Brenda.
Ah, yes.
Which I've never heard of that.
Well, that's because it's for the lesbians.
Yeah,
lovely,
yeah.
Lesbian ladies.
And she was saying that she was messaged by a woman that simply said, "I have no teeth," with accompanied photo.
Oh.
I didn't know if this was some weird sex thing I didn't know about, if she was simply letting me know. Either way, I wished her an awesome day and left it at that. That's excellent. That's exactly the stories that we're looking for, because there are some really strange experiences. Now, I've got to say that I'm only new to the apps after a long time in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So this whole world for me, it's very Beyond 2000. It's like dating and Beyond 2000 amalgamated.
Oh.
Mm. But you've been giving me a helping hand today.
I've tried to. It's not so much the app. It's the fact that you are a techno idiot, right?
Yeah.
More than the actual, you know, meeting people on the app.
Mm.
But yeah, look, it's a bit of a hit and miss one, actually.
Do you have any stories of weirdness?
I really loved having, just the other day actually, mm-hmm. from someone with no photo.
Yeah, yeah.
Not many details attached. The first thing I got was a picture and said bottom. And that's it. And that's all. And that was all I got. It wasn't a nice picture either. So it was a very quick no thank you. And moving on. So,
well, at least they're telling you straight away. There's not, you know, an hour worth of conversation. And
I'd rather hello, though. Actually, do you know what annoys me?
What?
What really pisses me off is when people say in their little bios, don't say hi, do something more exciting. Oh, look. Oh, what am I going to do? A song and dance for you to say hello?
You could do a video of a song and dance, maybe a little jig or some kind of...
I don't have the time for that. When I go to, a bar, I'm not going to do a song and dance for you when I first see you.
What do you think the reaction would be if you donned a kilt and started, grab a pair of bagpipes and went to town? Send them a video of that. That's exciting.
Even then, they'd be, no.
Yeah, no thanks. Not into that. Oh, not into bagpipes.
It's a whole different kettle of fish.
That is a different category altogether,
oh,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so I really enjoy
musical
those
instruments.
I enjoy those people quite a lot. Look, if you have an app disaster, a dating app, a location-based dating app disaster, let us know. We've been talking about app things, you know, dating apps.
And social apps.
Social apps, all the things about them.
What did you call it? Oh, location-based apps.
Yeah, yeah. Location-based dating apps, correct. Look, I was just flicking through Grindr, as one does, and I was having a bit of a look at what's around at the moment.
Right.
I often just randomly message people, just, you know, hello, right? I find it very interesting when I come across someone, for example, what my most favourite type of person is the one who has just a torso, just showing off their chest.
Right, yeah.
And in their description, they say, no face, no chat.
Oh, yes, yeah.
If you aren't going to show your bloody face on the phone, then why would you expect anyone else to do the same?
Do you know what I love is, I suppose when you're going on those things for something other than sex,
yes,
you're, I suppose, wanting to get to know someone. And I don't think that there's anything more off-putting than somebody telling you all their dislikes first.
Yes.
It's like, wow, you've really upbeat sort of personality, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or the guys who say in their description, description that they're only after a chat or friends, and their picture is them in their underwear. last time I checked, I don't normally hang with my friends in their underwear. Like, it's not generally how I roll.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
It is such a bizarre world.
And I think, you know, because I'm so very new to it, it is really, really even more so bizarre because back when I was dating, it was basically done on a PC, not on a smartphone.
Very true.
So this is before the days of smartphones.
Yeah, back in the day.
And so anybody who's listening, no, I'm not 70. Look, I am mid-30s, that's
you
it.
You are, it's true.
But yeah, it is a whole new world.
It is very, very interesting.
I was very close to bursting out into a Disney tune then.
Thanks, Aladdin.
No worries.
That's lovely. If you have an app disaster story, please share it with us, 0427JOY949, or email onair@joy.org.au. This song goes out to all those people who, look at my hello and do nothing more because they're bastards.
We would normally call a song like this a janthem. We're going to call this a grantham.
Oh, it is. It is GRL's Ugly Heart, and it's all for all those guys who always look at us on our photos and never say anything because you're bastards. You're on Joy.
Maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe I'm a fool. Maybe I don't know how to love, but maybe I do. Maybe you know more than me, but this much is true. And this little heart and brain of mine say, we're through with you. And I wonder, does it blow your mind that I'm leaving you?
GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.